Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Especially as a woman, by the time you have made it to the Kendra call-in show, that should be the immediate red flag that you are at rock bottom. All right? You are officially at rock bottom.
What kind of man are you looking for, boo?
God-fearing.
You have any children?
I have three children.
Hello, everybody. Same man?
No, three different men. God fearing.
Are you fucking serious, ho? Like, look.
Three different men. Why are you not with the 1 year old dad?
We just grew apart.
Here we go! Here the fuck we go! Here the fuck we go!
You grew apart when? You just had a baby.
Yeah, we weren't together when we had a baby. We just kind of backslid. God fearing.
Do you co-parent well?
We actually do not talk, but I have been married. I'm divorced, and me and my ex-husband co-parent really well. God-fearing. I don't want to hear nothing about that, bringing this to the table, and I don't want to hear that.
I think the bitch got a lot of fucking audacity.
Well, thanks for tuning into today's episodes.
Jay, when was your last relationship?
I have been single for 3 years.
3 years. Yes. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
3 months.
Y'all killing me with this. Y'all trying to kill me.
God fearing.
I want a man that puts God first above all, and he's always kind of been like that. And that's kind of his main goal in life. Salary is very important to me.
What's the least amount of money?
So I just, 500K. Sorry, you guys.
It will be a cold day in hell.
Let's go first.
Get out of here, bitch. You going to hell.
I'm a wedding officiant and a notary.
Wedding officiant also does notoriety.
Huh?
Mom to three kids by her ex-husband. What kind of man are you looking for, girl?
He has to be spiritual. He doesn't necessarily have to go to church.
Shut up, bitch.
Y'all are big bitches. You are big. You are huge. You can knock me the fuck out. Me and my puppy. Bitch, you a big ass linebacker. You's a big bitch. You're huge. You're huge. Nothing scares you. I know you can fight. Bitch, you don't give scare of nobody. Like, y'all big ass hoes. Sit the fuck down.
Mine is two girls by two men, never married. What kind of man you looking for, girl?
So this may sound like a cliche or just whatever, but a man that loves God more than himself, so he'll know how to love me.
Hell no!
Yeah, I think we got a new definition for God-fearing. She want a man that loves God, because if he loves God, then he will know how to love her. You want to be loved and worshiped like God? That's what I heard.
What kind of man you looking for?
I'm a God-fearing man that actually walk the walk and talk the talk. It's a lot of men who say they believe but don't want to actually practice what they believe in.
You have any children?
I do. I have three.
So by two men?
No, three.
Mm-hmm. How many times have you been married?
I've been married 3 times.
So you were married to all your children's dads?
No, Just one of them, my little baby.
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Who filed for divorce? Who filed for divorce?
It was a mutual decision.
Who filed for divorce?
It was mutual.
Who filed for divorce?
I.
Who filed for divorce?
It was.
Who filed for divorce?
I can't necessarily.
Who filed for divorce?
I did.
Thank you.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
God, oh, we're gonna bring God.
The most important thing. I forgot
most
to
important
mention.
Thing.
I need a God fearing man.
Man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. Show me your tits.
God is able. God is able.
I'm praying, Kendra. I pray.
Right.
God fearing, absolutely. He has to be God fearing. And what I mean by God fearing is like, you know your Bible, you know what it's don't try to use it to manipulate me and get me to do what you want, like you actually practice.
You don't find that suspicious. You don't find that suspicious.
What's wrong with y'all women? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? What's wrong with y'all? You niggas are crazy.
Granted, we're all gonna fall short, because I'm not perfect, and I'm not gonna ever make it seem like I'm just the perfect Christian. However, I do try to, you know, do what's right and be right with God.
You lying. You ain't do that.
He has to pray. He has to know how to pray. He has to know how to lead. He has to be a good role model, because I have two young Black boys. So he has to be a good role model, although their father is in the picture and he's an amazing father. But if you're going to be around my kids, you got to be a good role model.
That sounds like a fun idea. I should go do that. No.
Princess treatment is required. It is.
What is princess treatment? What is detail what princess treatment is to you?
Being spoiled. I like to be spoiled. God-fearing, absolutely.
Satan is your daddy.
Did your child's father give you princess treatment?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
And why did y'all not work out again?
God pulled us apart. Long story short, God was like, it's time to go. And when God said it's time to go, it's time to go.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
What kind of man are you looking for?
First of all, I look for a man that is God-fearing. I want a man, I'm saved. I'm not perfect, but I do want a man that honors God and, you know, so that he can lead.
Do you have any kids?
Two. I have two adult children, 23 and 27.
Okay, both by the same man?
No.
They said they could see them breasts, girl.
I'm getting ready to go to the gym, so... I do want a man that honors God.
If Jesus can't save these hoes, why are you trying? What make you think you greater than Jesus, nigga?
I'm looking for a man that is God-fearing. He's a leader. He's a protector. He's a provider. He doesn't mind me having children. I have two boys.
Both by the same man?
No, two different dads.
It's just something about that rubs me the wrong way.
Apparently, what I do is a red flag. How did I not know this about myself?
Have you ever been married?
Yes.
And when did you get divorced?
I got divorced 11 years ago.
What?
What kind of man are you looking for, baby girl?
Very, like, a Christian. I want him to be spiritual. He has to, like, know God.
Kiana, have you been drinking?
A little bit.
Okay, yeah. We can tell.
He has to, like, know that.
Wait a damn minute. Wait a damn.
Look at you. You all drunk and shit.
Alcoholics Anonymous. It works. Look us up in the phone book.
What kind of man are you looking for, love?
A God-fearing man.
Have you ever been married?
Yes, I'm divorced. The first marriage don't count in the military.
What kind of shit is that?
God-fearing man.
What kind of man you looking for, boo?
Someone who is God-fearing.
Do you have any kids?
Adult kids. My oldest is 30, 28, and 22.
Okay. All by the same man?
No, no. I didn't make some more choices then, but yeah, three children and three fathers.
What kind of man are you looking for? Wait 7 seconds.
I'm looking for a good, wholesome, God-fearing man. That makes about six figures.
So even if you want to just be a lady of the night, maximize it.
33, she's an Aries biology teacher. No kids. What kind of man are you looking for, honey?
I know they're going to laugh, but definitely God-fearing. Like, he has to be a Christian because I want to be equally yoked.
The follow-up question, I think you already said you don't want to answer, is the last time you was intimate with someone. That's fine.
Dead giveaway. Dead Charles, giveaway.
Charles, thank you very
Dead
much.
Dead giveaway.
Hello?
Kendra, you got to be fucking kidding me. I'm 38.
Do you have any kids?
I do. I have two boys.
Hello to your boys.
My cousin.
The oldest is 21 and the youngest is 13.
Both by the same man?
Nope, two different dads.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Have you ever been married?
Never married. Engaged.
Nobody gives a f*** about that.
What do you do for a living?
Well, I'm a bartender and I go to school as well. I'm a student as well.
Oh, yeah, right. God.
What kind of man you looking for?
A God-fearing, caring man.
Are you fucking serious, ho?
You gotta be fucking kidding me.
What was your last relationship?
My last real, like, committed relationship probably was, like, maybe 4 years ago.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, you don't have to answer, but I'm gonna ask, when's the last time you was intimate with someone?
January sometime, so it's been some months. A God-fearing, caring man.
Yeah. This, you can't make this shit up, people. You cannot make this shit up.
What you do for a living?
I'm in the cannabis space.
What kind of man you looking for, girl?
Somebody that is all about the almighty. I'm in the cannabis space. I'm in the cannabis space. I'm in the cannabis space. All about the almighty.
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
Do you have any children?
I do. I have three.
How old are your kids?
20, 15, and 12.
Okay. Are they all by the same man?
Yes.
Was you once married?
Yes, I'm divorced. I've been divorced since like 2015.
You don't have to answer, but why did you guys get divorced?
Incompatible. I'm like a healed human and he's not.
Here we go. Here the fuck we go. Here the fuck we go.
How many years would you guys stay married for?
17.
Now that is Satan in full force.
What kind of man are you looking for, baby?
A healed man who's God-fearing.
God, if you listen, help! I can't take it no more.
Most people just don't want to deal with them because on average, they just are not good, genuine people to be around. They're good to look at. They're good to work in brothels. They're good to, you know, try to take over a bar. They're good when they're handing you food as they're, like, they're a waitress or they're on a call center call or something like that. But anything other than that, we really don't want 85% of y'all around. Just leave. You know, like, it's sad to say, but it's the reality on it.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.